Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
408-DGS. Weird day. We're following the impeachment stuff. They don't know what they're doing. I'm telling you the truth. I should be on cable news because I could do like a 3-minute show and tell you everything you need to know because it would just be all the BS taken out. The Democrats are saying the exact same stuff that they've been saying forever. The president's defense team is just making them look ridiculous. They're voting down party line. They're shutting down Schumer. Everything he wants, they're shutting him down. Hopefully we'll know, maybe even not even by the end of tonight's show, but maybe by tomorrow morning we'll know what this is going to look like. Because, look, folks, all they're doing today is figuring out how they're going to do this. That's what they're voting on. And the Republicans are going out of their way. So far, it doesn't seem like Collins and Murkowski and those guys are breaking ranks. So,
right,
we shall see.
I think the pros on cable news could do it in 3 minutes also.
Oh, yeah.
But that's...
It's not what pays. That's not feeds the bulldog.
Yeah, they don't want to do it in 3 minutes because they want to, they need the content.
You guys want to hear an amazing story?
Yeah.
You want to see a visual first? Get ready.
Yeah. I was just noticing that. What is that?
What is that?
So you have a wound. David has a wound.
It's a major wound.
On the back of his wrist.
It's a major wound.
What has happened?
So, you know how I'm like not a real man when it comes to like building things, like when Rach was putting the bike together the other day.
Real men aren't sexy, I guess. You're not a real man.
There's just like, there's no part of me that does that kind of stuff. but I'm past, I need an oil change. And then I thought, I can just put oil in my car. So I'm at QT. I get a couple of quarts of synthetic.
Yeah.
No funnel. So it's just everywhere. It's everywhere. And I
just put oil in my truck yesterday without a funnel, and it did
my
not
man.
Get everywhere.
Oh, mine was.
It's like all over him.
Mine was on other people's cars.
All over his head.
And it was that day, like, forget what day it was, but it was super cold. And the Scroogey job that goes in the oil fell down into my engine.
Oh, no.
So now it's literally like 9 degrees.
Yeah.
No one gives a rat's ass. Oh, but in my mind, everyone's like, kids, look.
Yeah.
Look at the Nancy man. And so I tried to get down there and get it.
Yeah.
But,
oh, no.
And I don't have the biggest hands and wrists in the world. It wasn't even close to
fitting. There's
not
a lot
of fitting.
Space. Yeah, there's not a lot of
space. Not even close to fitting. What do you think I did?
Just forced it.
Jammed it.
Yep.
So now.
Out of anger.
I can touch the Scroogey thing.
But you can't get.
But then it went farther. So now I'm like Randy Tobler, elbows deep.
Yeah.
And I'm just like. And so I get it and I'm pulling it up and I'm pulling it up. And I think if I try to pull this thing out, I'm going to drop it. But what am I going to do? And I can't stay here all night like this. And so I just jerk it as hard as I can. It comes out. It goes flying behind me, followed by blood.
Oh.
And skin.
And skin. Yeah, half my hand is at the QT. And I did a total Pee Wee Herman. Like when he falls in the bike and I meant to do that.
Yeah.
Total. Because a real man walked by. I could tell by the way he smelled. And he walked by and he gives me a look and I'm like, right?
Cars, right?
Cars, right?
Engines.
I just built this thing. I just changed the carb.
Next tattoo is going to be of a car.
That's right. I'm just going to put an engine right here in my bicep.
Disney Pixar's Cars.
And then I got in and I'm like, I don't think this is good.
So did you ever like treat your wound or has that just been kind of festering all weekend?
Have you met me?
Oh, no. Dave, you didn't even clean it?
Well, I did put Aunt Jemima light syrup on it.
It looks fine.
Which seemed to help. It caused a nice mahogany
scab.
You let
Augie lick it a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. It looks okay.
I think it's going to be fine.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be fine.
That's funny. I just had to put...
I've lived a life, Sue.
It's amazing to me that you're still kicking.
Now, usually I'm recognized at QT. I can barely show my face at QT.
Right.
And so my hand's in there stuck, and I'm like, you know.
I should search.
Someone's going to walk up and just say, like, hey, are you Dave Glover?
I should search YouTube right now for Dave Glover tries to change oil at QT.
And when it came, I swear
somebody
to God.
Somebody might have been
I
filming
swear to
you.
God this is true. When I pulled it out, the plug goes flying, the oil goes flying, my blood goes flying. It was a thing.
Mm-hmm.
Remind me again why you did this to begin with.
Because his oil was low.
My oil's low. It's painfully low.
Okay.
And I'm taking it in to Weber Chevrolet. I also need to get the tires rotated and stuff. And I'm just waiting.
Mine's there right now.
But it keeps saying, like, dude, for real.
0%.
Yeah.
And then I was in QT, and I'm buying, like, a big Coke Zero with cherry and milk snacks. I'm like, hee-le-key.
Yeah.
And then I see the oil. I'm like... I think I'll just change it myself.
Well, it's not a bad
idea. Couple quarts low.
It's not a bad idea to put a quart in there.
I know they have like little funnels, little snow cone things.
For free, sitting right next to the oil.
But I thought, how hard can this be? I bought 2 quarts. Maybe a tenth of it made it into the engine.
Now, don't get mad at me, but are you 100% sure that you put the oil in the right spot?
Yes.
Okay.
I am.
Okay.
And did the light go off once you went through this debacle?
No.
No, because you have to reset the computer.
You guys know he was pouring it in like...
Yeah, you have to reset the computer.
Dude.
There was no carefulness. It was just like...
Now, I tried to... I mean, I wanted to be accurate, but it has a mind of its own.
That's
it was like a wet willy. It was just all over the place.
All three Columbo vehicles are at 0% right now of oil remaining oil life.
What?
So one is at Weber right now, and I'm the only one that can do anything about it, right? But I just take it up there. But I have done, what you just did, when they get extremely low, I'll buy time.
Lesson learned.
With a couple quarts of oil. That's a good move. I mean, to do it right, it's a good move.
Hey.
But, yeah.
Standing right here.
But I've got one up there now. I've got to do another one next week and then another one the following week. But I'm driving today a Trax.
Yeah.
Hey.
Woo! Yeah, because the car's up there getting its oil changed, and that's a cool car.
I love it.
I felt cool driving.
I know it should be enough to have a bikini picture of my mom up.
Yeah.
But
up on the DGS blog now and the DGS Facebook page.
Mm-hmm. Should we also
put, you know, you want to click it.
Oh, you're going to click it.
I know you're looking at it thinking, wow, this is pretty obvious clickbait, to which I say, is that really going to stop you?
Duh.
We may. No. This may
is that really going to stop you from clicking
on it? Do
we
have a record for clicks?
We're about to set it.
We're about to break the internet.
Whatever it is. Yeah, this is going to be like when Kim Kardashian put that champagne on her ass.
Oh, yeah. Yep, I remember.
That should be enough, but we might need to post this, too.
Okay.
Pass these around.
Okay.
Oh, man, more bikini pics.
Close. It's a goat with a human face.
Oh, that is the same
thing. I feel
like
we've seen that before.
Right?
Tony's disturbed.
How human is that face?
That's a goat with a Bigfoot face.
That's what I'm saying. If that would have been on Drudge saying they got a Bigfoot baby,
yeah,
I would completely believe it. Sue, why are you afraid of that picture?
I think you're
Say
right.
Say words.
I think it is a Bigfoot face.
Hey!
Whoa.
We brought her around. Bigfoot nailed a goat.
With ears. Large goat ears. That's what threw me off. It looks, dare I say it, fabricated.
What's the new character from Star Wars that everyone loves? He's the little guy with the
little
tools.
The little droid fixer?
Yeah, what's his name?
Yeah. I know exactly who you're talking about. The droid expert.
Babu Frick.
Babu Frick.
That's who this looks
like. Is Andrew answering phones? By chance?
Babu.
He is now.
I mean,
because he heard you say Frick.
I mean, he was answering me that it was Babu Frick. It looks like he also looks like Grumpy Cat. So what do you want
He looks like everything but a goat.
Do you want me to take a picture of these
photos?
I don't know. Is that illegal?
We've seen pictures of goats with human faces before, but that one, there's something special about that one.
There
Rachel,
is.
Rachel, you are so, that's
he does
exactly,
look like
he looks exactly like Babu Frick.
Oh, no, he,
he's gonna be fine.
The goat?
Yes.
Was there a concern?
I didn't realize.
I had
there
real
was.
Milk throat there.
You did.
He's gonna.
It's gonna be fine.
Oh, don't worry about the goat. Worry about me.
The worst milk throat I've ever heard. One time, Nick walked downstairs on his birthday when he's about 14, and he stopped at the top of the stairs. He goes, "Happy birthday to me!" And everyone just went.
Yeah. Yeah. Get, clear that out. Clear that out.
14 years old, bitches.
Oh, man. That's awesome.
Where was I? Goatface.
Yeah.
Goat. He's fine because he's being heralded as a god.
Oh.
Hell
not
yeah.
Sure,
he
I'd
is.
Go that far.
Look at this.
I think it's India. Oh, I've seen him. If you're going to be an animal born with a face, do it in India.
They
you do
love
it.
It. They
you do
love
it in North Dakota, they're just going to kill you. But in India, you're going to live a life.
Does he have exceptionally long ears, or am I not super familiar with goats?
Some goats, depends on what species of goat that is. But
I thought
some
that too.
Goats have very long ears.
They're like down to his elbows.
Which is sort of insult to injury, isn't it? Like if you already have a human face.
There's a type of goat that has long, curly ears. They look almost like long ponytails. They like curl, twist around as they go down.
Do you feel good about lying?
No, I'm not kidding.
Goat knowledge is astounding.
Yep.
What if Dave would have gotten stuck in the car, like Winnie the Pooh?
There's every chance.
We would have had to take like the, we would have had to do a remote from the QT parking lot
I
every day.
I told you.
Do you know how there's that thing where tiny women can lift a car off their child?
Yeah.
That's what allowed me to become untrapped. The just pure embarrassment.
Yeah.
There's another time when I had a hardly fat boy, which I don't even know how much those weigh, but hundreds of pounds.
I thought you said a hardly
I
fat
did.
Boy.
I did.
I thought that. Okay.
And the first time I brought it home, Tony, remember my old house that had a really steep driveway?
Mm-hmm.
And I hadn't ridden in 15 years. So I pull up on my really steep driveway, turn sideways, and it falls over. And everyone's watching.
I remember, yeah.
And I just picked it up. I mean, just like,
wow.
Yeah. Pure shame. Same thing with this. I was stuck. I should have had help. I should be on my third day of not eating right now. Well, eating QT food. And rip.
Mm.
Well, there was oil everywhere.
Yeah, that
oh my
up.
God. You are so right.
I'm just saying.
I was surrounded. Right out.
Yes.
Just like the Boy Scouts, I was surrounded by lubricant.
Correct. I hadn't thought about the Boy Scouts
part.
Okay,
that was funny. Not one laugh. For real? Like the Boy Scouts?
I just looked up the goat that Tony's talking about, and it looks like Nellie Olson. It's a Pakistani goat.
All goats look like Nellie Olson.
They have
this
super
one does really
long, curly ears. Their ears like twist.
Wow.
And they're almost like as long as their legs. Right?
Yes.
I know.
Totally true.
Come on.
I wish they'd tell me they just say goat from Pakistan.
Dave, it was a funny joke. I'm sorry that.
No, it was a really funny joke.
Yeah, it was.
We're not going to have a lot of funny today. President's being impeached, people.
Yeah.
So when you say, just like the Boy Scouts surrounded by lubricant, you friggin' laugh.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
430 DGS. Little promo. We are right now scheduled. We're gonna do two DGS live shows this year. I'll give you a hint. The first one is coming up in April. It's going to be East Side. The second one's going to be out west, probably in September. We're also going to be doing some other functions for the 20th anniversary and a big-ass party on October 17th, which is the day after my 20th anniversary. I'm thinking kegger. I'm thinking pig roast. So we'll give you all those details. But the first DGS Live is coming up in just a couple of months from now, so be looking for that. Dave Murray joins us. Hello, Dave.
Hi there. A pig roast, yes.
Right? Why yeah. wouldn't we?
Luau.
Yeah, man.
Oh, excellent.
That is actually a pretty good idea. That'd be fun.
Get 1,000 people out of one of the wineries, roast a couple of pigs whole, have like, you know, kegs everywhere. Sounds like a blast.
I have a great contact for you. I'll get it to you as we get closer of a Hawaiian dancers. Like if you're gonna do a luau theme, they're fantastic. They were at my retirement party.
Done and
wonderful.
Done.
Wonderful.
I love it. Mm. So yeah, but I think that's what I want to do. We'll get like Super Jam or Joe Dirt or one of the big bands to play, and I'll get up and play with them, and it's gonna be a blast. So it's a pretty day out there, Dave.
Yeah. Don't enjoy it, or enjoy it, because it's not going to last.
Yeah, no kidding, man. I looked, you know, because I do look at my phone, because I can't have access to you 24-7.
I know. And well, you can't. You do, but...
There wasn't a lot of sunshine coming up.
No, it's a long stretch of slop. The mix again coming into play. It's not a lot of anything for a long period of time. It's really not a lot of anything, period, but the tail end of it could get a little interesting. But we're talking two systems. First is just to set up the map. There's a little impulse of energy coming out of Texas and Oklahoma over the next 24 hours. Not overly impressed with that. That's not a big deal, but it will make a lot of clouds, and it will have a little mix of moisture. We'll get into that in a second. And then the main event is just off the Pacific coast right now. That will come out of the Rockies. It really isn't going to do much on the West Coast, really isn't going to do much over the Rockies. But once it gets out into the plains, I think it's going to try to spin together into a pretty good storm system just to our south. Let's think the Arkansas-Missouri border, where that thing starts to pull together. Now, it doesn't really pull together until it gets to our east, but we're going to be in that development stage. So no problems tonight, no problems tomorrow morning. We start to get into a little light, and light's the key word here, a mix of sleet, snow, freezing rain, and plain rain going through tomorrow afternoon. Again, I don't see a lot during the day tomorrow. I don't see any real concerns because we will be above freezing. The morning rush is fine. I think the afternoon rush will be fine because we will be above the freezing point, about 37 for the high tomorrow. Then tomorrow night, a mix of rain, sleet, freezing rain, and snow around much of the night. 30 degrees for the low, 30, 31. So real borderline temperatures, less than an inch accumulation of sleet and snow on Wednesday night. Thursday, a mix of rain, sleet, freezing rain, and snow, less than an inch accumulation on Thursday. Again, we'll get above the freezing point. We'll be above the freezing point most of the time for Wednesday night and Thursday, 37 on Thursday. Then Thursday night, Friday night. That's the main event, though I don't want it to sound like it's a giant storm, because I don't think it will be, but that's the main event of this double system. 32 Thursday night, 37 on Friday. Those are good temperatures for battling this thing. And again, a mix of freezing rain, sleet, snow, plain rain, Thursday night, Friday evening. But we could see an accumulation, especially on the backside of this thing, of 1 to 3 inches of sleet and snow as we get into late Friday and Friday night. I think if I had to pick one time that might get a little dicey on the roads, that will be Friday afternoon and Friday evening. Long way off, though, but that's okay. The way it's looking right now.
I was driving home. Was it Friday night that was sketchy? Yeah. I was driving home Friday night, and it was such a weird sensation. I drive a Jeep Rubicon. They're great. Nothing's great, good on ice. But I never slipped. I never slid. But the entire way home, the car felt like it could go at any time. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Like it wasn't like driving on ice where you're really spinning. The whole time I was just like, and I'm explaining this badly. It wasn't that I knew that it could be. I felt it.
Yeah.
My tires felt like, dude, you could go anytime.
Yeah. Hydroplaning. Yep. Did you already say that? And I should just be quiet. When
I didn't even know she was in here.
Sorry.
No. And she goes,
So you weren't even here on Friday.
No. Mm-hmm. Sorry. I guess I have no opinion.
Hydroplaning. Preach, girl.
On the ice.
Did you just yell the same thing with Trish Gazelle just now?
Probably.
Hydroplaning. Can I do a free ad for Dr. Maupin?
Sure.
So I'm 10 days post the only testosterone shot I've ever had. Tones, I know you talked about it.
Yeah.
I also got the kettlebells Thursday or Friday mm-hmm. when Rach got her bike.
We had a gym delivered to work.
I swear to God, my arms are twice the size they were.
I was thinking that same thing.
Were you?
I was.
That's why you got stuck in the Jeep.
Sue, so were you scared like when I walked in?
I don't know a little bit. If it was that, a thick
is that
shirt.
The only thing?
Good one.
How do you, the shot? How has it been for you?
It feels great. It's
really?
No yeah, lie. I mean, I've been selling Dr. Maupin for 10 years.
Yeah.
And I believe in it, and I believe in her. But, you know, proof's in the pudding, right? Mm-hmm. It's crazy. Just crazy how much better I feel. And I'm ripped.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're right, Rach. That's probably why I was stuck in the Jeep.
Last
Dave, I got
week,
my
no
hand
problem.
Stuck in the Jeep because I had dropped the oil plug and had to rip it out and did some injury. That's probably what it was.
Yep. Your hands are just fatter.
Just huge.
Mm-hmm.
It was the roid rage.
My hands are ripped.
Watch me grip this.
Hydroplaning.
Fantastic.
Could we do
driving
Zunus?
Home on the ice, and I felt like I could just lose control at any minute.
Hydroplane!
Zunus?
You know who sucks? The Chinese. Not the Chinese Americans, we're cool with you. But the Chinese blow. Remember?
The ones over in China.
Yeah. Remember about a month ago we had this story that they were using pigs as crash test dummies?
Yes.
It's kind of brilliant. But now they've been caught using pigs to test carnival rides. And at like their version of Six Flags, they have a huge bungee jump. So they have like a 100-pound pig that they just keep dropping over and over again.
That's horrible.
They're nuts.
That is horrible. Plus, they're spreading that virus all over the world.
Oh, my God. We're all dead.
This music is far too cheerful.
Yeah.
Do you have anything sadder? Yeah, it's the new SARS. This antibiotics aren't touching it. You know it has something to do with dropping pigs from a bungee?
That's just horrible.
You suck, China.
It really seems like it's just to be cruel.
You know what it is? I think they don't care. Because what's going to give you more accurate results? Using a plastic crash test dummy or a living being? Obviously, using a living being.
Right.
But we're not monsters, so we don't. But they're like, why wouldn't we? They're pigs.
No regulations.
And so you can drop a potato sack from a bungee thing to see how it works, or you can put a living being in it, like a pig.
Mm-hmm.
They just don't care.
No.
Meanwhile, we're like, we should have a pig roast.
Well, there's that.
It's not that much better,
They're
I guess.
They're already dead.
Yeah, no, you make a good point. We're not torturing a living animal.
No.
This story made me laugh out loud. In the UK, there is a shortage of sperm donors. They just don't have enough.
Okay.
So they passed a law saying that it is now ethical for dead men to...
I don't think that's true.
What?
Yeah, to... For dead men to be donors, which I'm sure what that means is you can go in and you can take it out. But in my screwed up mind, I had corpses
mm-hmm.
walking in and like asking for a cup and
zombies.
A porno.
So would you have to sign up to be an organ donor?
I'm sure it's something like that.
Because there's no way they can just
take it.
Yeah.
Well,
and even after
we're dropping
just
pigs from-
after your death to then like, okay. Someone takes the sperm from a dead man and he has a brother. Their kids could meet someday and have no idea that they were related because, you know, like.
There also has to be like a real timing issue there.
It's like trying to get Steak and Shake home in time to keep it fresh. For sure.
That could be the job Prince Harry's looking for, to get off the payroll.
Taking sperm from dead men?
No.
No, no.
Donating. Yes.
He'd get top dollar for his sperm.
Yeah. His wrist would look worse than mine. Sue, look, you're either going to have to buy into the show or get your ass back to 102.5. I'm tired of you looking down and texting
shaking.
Steve Moore.
I'm not looking down and texting
me out
Steve
of here.
Moore.
I would love it if we turned on 102.5 right now and Trish was doing the pig in the roller coaster story.
You know, wouldn't that be great?
She's in between Phil Collins.
She's like, get this, Trish.
They just don't care.
You know who sucks? Chinese.
hydroplane.
Not the ones here. The ones in China.
Change the story just a little bit so he can't, you know, you can't accuse him. You could drop a sack of oranges from the bungee, but we don't.
Dead men in the UK are giving sperm. No one wants it, but they give it. Hydroplane.
She goes over there like, I have a picture of Dave Glover's mom in a bikini.
Can I give one more kind of adult story?
Sure.
You know, the pod challenge.
This segment is already spoiled. Just go for it.
There's the pod challenge, and there's the fire challenge, and there's all that kind of stuff.
What now?
Is this the set yourself on fire challenge?
No.
Oh, geez.
No.
Okay.
What?
Evidently.
Oh, I think I know what this is.
Testicles have the ability to taste.
I'm sorry.
Oh.
And so
yes.
Men are dipping them in soy sauce to see if they can taste
what it. What men are doing
men
this?
On TikTok.
Taliban's doing it right now.
Taliban's like, wow, I finally caught on with the rest of the population.
I've been doing that for years.
Hold on, I'm writing this down for Casey.
Actually, it's gravy.
I've also seen, I haven't seen it, but I have seen the story that people are also doing it with pickle juice.
And are they tasting it?
I don't know. I've never really, I believe it or not, I don't care enough about this to look into the results of the study. I just saw it and I thought, what a bunch of idiots.
So TikTok's not just for 35-year-old women doing dances from 1994. It's also for testicle dipping.
The people that are doing it claim that there are taste bud receptors all over our bodies.
So not just there.
But including there.
Okay. So rather than just like dipping your fingers,
elbow
let's say.
In or something, yeah.
I just want to know who discovered this.
Good question.
What freak was like, I got a bottle of soy sauce.
Let's see what's
up. I got
up.
Balls.
Yeah, let's see what happens.
2 + 2, 4, baby.
So,
and they
yeah.
say, the doctors say taste bud receptors are not the same as the actual taste buds inside your mouth. So the people that are doing it are...
How many people listening to the show right now are going to try it tonight?
Yeah, if you do it, I don't want to hear about it on Twitter, so just don't tag me.
You can tweet me.
Yeah, tweet Tony.
Yeah.
I am
I'd
fine
be
being left
watch.
Out of this
okay,
one.
You can tweet me. I've seen worse. Can you imagine somebody watching an impeachment hearing while doing that? That's...
Yeah.
That could be happening.
What are the chances one of them in there is soaking like Madge?
Thanks, Dave.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back, guys. DGS. So we are monitoring this for you. We're watching television for you. So far, it is like excruciatingly boring. If someone of note walks up, even if it's like Schiff, we will switch to it, or if it's Trump's defense attorneys, we'll switch to it. But while it's these lackeys who are just going up there and saying the same things again, we would rather talk about dipping your balls in soy sauce. And to talk about that now is Speaker Tim Jones. Hello, Tim.
Hey, Dave. Hey, gang. Yeah, Dave, guess what? I'm actually live from the swamp. I just landed in D.C. this afternoon.
Can you feel it? Does it, like, feel something in the air?
The town's kind of quiet, Dave, because actually the House is largely not here. I don't know if everybody realizes that or not. With the exception of the House managers, the House is not in session this week. So you've got like 400 less people here, plus all the lobbyists that go with them, not here this week. But the Senate is in session. I'll actually be on the Hill tomorrow. I'm actually going to visit some of our Missouri delegation. But yeah, you can kind of feel there's a... You know, I don't know, Dave. I don't know if it's tension or if it's exasperation at this point. I think this town is so jaded and so used to this. I mean, over how many decades, Dave, has this town been through hearings like this, right? I mean, you and I are old enough to remember going all the way back to what? Iran-Contra, right? Under Reagan, we had scandals under Jimmy Carter. We had scandals under Reagan. We had scandals under H.W.W. Bill Clinton, of course. He was the last president to be impeached. Barack Obama had his own scandals, despite what his defenders now say. And now here we are with Donald Trump. So, Dave, I think for D.C., it's another day ending in Y. And you're right. I'm actually watching it right now. One of the House managers is on right now, and she's putting up all these charts and data and stuff. Dave, you know what this tells me? The House knows that they're still trying to find something that is the smoking gun. They want a do-over, a redo. They just want to keep going. They're never going to be happy. Mitch McConnell could have said, okay, fine. Give me all your witnesses. Give me your entire list. They would have given him, I don't know, 7 or 8 people. He would have done that. They would have said, no, we need these 3 more. Now we need these documents. Dave, they've been investigating this president since day one. And that's not just a talking point. I don't know if you remember this. Inauguration Day, the Washington Post, in the afternoon of the inauguration, put out their afternoon edition, and the headline was, "The Impeachment of the President Has Begun." And it's been since then to the present day.
You know, Tim, I was telling everyone, and you'll remember this back when we were trying cases, this would be, it's a pretty good analogy, as if we showed up for our trial date and the judge said to us in chambers, Dave, Tim, you got nothing. You got no case here, buddy. And we said, yeah, but if you let us try the case, something might happen.
That's pretty much it, Dave. And I know that the Democrats are arguing process now. Isn't that funny, right? I mean, it's interesting to hear the Democrats accuse the Senate Republicans of everything that the House Democrats were being accused of just a few weeks ago, mm-hmm. as far as process. And Dave, you're right. You know, on one hand, they're saying, well, Mitch McConnell isn't giving us this. He's not giving us that. He's not letting us call more witnesses, bring in additional documents. But what Mitch McConnell did say, you've got 24 hours, not like a day. You've got real hours. You've got 24 hours. For 24 hours straight, I think they're going to do 12 hours and then 12 hours, or they might break it up in some other way. But for 24 hours straight of actual time, you House Democrats get to talk about how bad, evil, and horrible Donald Trump is. Dave, if you can't make your case by talking nonstop for 24 hours based on what you've already done for the last 5 months.
Amen, brother.
I don't know what you're looking for, you know?
Tony, you have a question?
That point about the hypocrisy of asking the Republicans to stop treating them unfairly and to ask for a fair process after everything that we have seen the Democrats do is crazy. We mentioned that earlier, and it's just I just can't get past that when I'm watching Chuck Schumer and Adam Schiff and the other managers make the case today. But I think I think a big part of that is why we asked earlier. We asked on the people to tweet in and call in. What do you want us to do today? Cover this, you know, wall to wall? Or are you sick of watching this today? And people are saying they're sick of it already. Mm-hmm. And I think it's because of that, because it's been the same story, the same people saying the same things for months. And there's nothing new. And I know this is historic and this never happens, but it doesn't feel historic to me. It feels like we've been doing the same thing for months. And I think people are so sick of it.
Yeah, Tony, this is watching sitcom reruns on Nickelodeon, right? Except those shows were actually interesting the first time they ran, and some people like to watch them again for nostalgic purposes. I don't know of anyone that ever would ever want to rerun any of this, of what we've seen over the last 5 or 6 months. And here's the other thing that's going on, Dave and Tony and gang. The Democrats at this point are really hitting the panic button. That's what's going on under the surface from everybody I've spoken to. there was an article just came out today. I think it was a UK publication because, you know, they were talking about Donald Trump being over in Davos. And again, we've got that split screen, right? The Fox News folks talked about, okay, another day of the split screen where the president is being presidential. How about that? Donald Trump being presidential. He's over representing the United States of America at Davos, one of the biggest summits of the year, business summits. And he's talking about how the U.S. is back. And look, I told you all, if you had just trusted me, we would be here at this point. Our unemployment numbers, wage numbers, growth numbers, stock market numbers. You know, so he was trumpeting the U.S. today over at Davos. And meanwhile, back home, the Democrats look really small, don't they? Because they're complaining about the same thing they've been complaining about for months. And this article pointed out that after all of this, after 98% negative media coverage, after months and months and months of impeaching the president, of the president actually suffering an impeachment vote, of a trial starting, Donald Trump's approval rating has hit another all-time high. He's bumping up against 50%. Meanwhile, if you look at the Real Clear Politics average today, a majority of Americans continue to oppose impeachment. Mm-hmm. So I'm not sure where the Democrats are driving this car. It seems like maybe right off the cliff.
Thank you, Tim. Appreciate it, buddy.
Thanks, Dave. Thanks, gang.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.